Okay, so the rock shop was closed. I was like, ah, no. And was quite disorientating because it was closed and I could see that straight away. But they have a radio station there, which is right above the rock shop, and you can hear the music. So I'm standing there and it looks closed, and the place was a little bleak because it was a bit overcast today. And it was later in the afternoon. And yeah, and then you had this eerie sound of this radio because it wasn't very loud. I was like, oh, just, yeah, weird. And old buildings, and you know. But anyway, so I thought, oh, that's okay because, like months, maybe months, a few months, they opened up. Oh my gosh, I can't think of a name. Here's the bag. I didn't get a card either. They opened up another rock shop, but it's not really a rock shop because they're fine polished pieces and they have fine, well, quite fine jewelry, in there. So, yeah, I mean, they even have gold and stuff, gold jewelry and that, and wedding bands and silver and yeah. So they have some high quality jewelry in there. So they're not just a rock shop. But so I ended up in there and looked around and I bought a prism for Cullen. I've never seen. I haven't seen them. I mean, I probably could have hunted one down, but I generally don't do that. I generally let stuff come to me, which is so stupid. I know, but I just it doesn't stuff doesn't really matter that much to me. So when I do see it, I'm like, oh, cool. So I bought a prism for Cullen, and I'm not gonna open it, even though I'm curious. Oh, I haven't seen one since I was at school, so that's cool. Gonna give that to him, but I also got me. I got me 4 stones. I shouldn't have, but I did. I got me a rhodochrosite, which is actually just fits nicely in the palm of my hand. I can close hand, so it's actually quite a big stone. It's flat because these pieces are made for pendants. It's nice and flat on one side, and it's slightly curved, I guess you'd call it, on the other side. It's a beautiful stone. Rhodochrosite that I last saw was a light pink, pastel pink. Slightly, yeah, with a bit of darkness to it. This is fuchsia pink. It's so deep and gorgeous, and it's got a couple of quartz veins by the looks of it. Sort of what it looks like, running through it. And those are bluey purple. Quartzy parts are so gorgeous. I love it. And the lines run on a diagonal across the oval stone, so it's an oval piece. So I just love it.